welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
God's going to move this morning. Well, some of you believe it. God's going to move this morning. It's important, you know, it's not just wanting noise from the congregation. It's when you access what I'm saying. If I'm speaking the words of God and I believe I am this morning, then you're accessing what God is saying and you're taking on board what he is saying, and it becomes true in your life and makes a difference in your life, and that's how you get set free, and that's how you work in the purposes of God. Amen. So that's why some of us annoying preachers say, well, hello, how are you, all that sort of stuff, trying to elicit that response. Plus, it actually does have a very secret benefit. Because as you respond to the preacher thinks they're listening. And he rises up in the spirit and you get a better message. Hallelujah. Because if you lot are boring, so's the preacher. Hallelujah. Well, thank God there's no boring congregation here this morning. Hallelujah. I tell you, Dr. James, it doesn't seem like 5 minutes since he was here, but that was a powerful weekend, wasn't it? Yes. Now, if you're a visitor, I can't go into all that he brought, Dr. James Maloney, that weekend. But he came with a prophetic word. He first came to Kingdom Faith Yorkshire in 2004. Well, he came to Scarborough. And at that time, he felt in his spirit, he felt from God, there's going to be something happening here in Scarborough, which is one of the reasons he keeps coming back, because he wants to see, you know, that manifest, that birth here. I mean, I don't know if you realize, but he was going from our conference, our Strong Tower conference, of what, 140, 150 people. He was going from our conference. The next conference he was speaking at was 19,000 people. Hallelujah. We are blessed that God would send men of that caliber to be here and to be able to listen to him. The people he was speaking with are such, you know, unwell-known people like Reinhard Bonnke or Heidi Baker or Bill Johnson. I'm sure you never heard of any of them. Hallelujah. And he's a friend of Bill Johnson's. Why do I tell you this? To make you realize that what he said wasn't just a whim. All right? He was coming as a prophet to speak prophetically into the life of this church. And if you receive him as a prophet and you hear those words that he was saying, you will see those words coming to fruition in your life. And he declared, there's an open heaven over this church here in Scarborough. Hallelujah. There's an open heaven over Scarborough. For anybody that wants to get plugged in, whatever denomination they are, there's only one church in Scarborough. It's those that believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. There's an open heaven over this place. And if it's an open heaven, that means we have access to everything that was in heaven. Is there sickness in heaven?
No.
Is there health in heaven?
Yes.
So let's have the health. Is there poverty in heaven?
No.
Is there wealth in heaven?
Yes.
So let's have the wealth. Is there depression in heaven?
No.
Is there happiness in heaven?
Yes.
So let's have happiness.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, we sometimes get so into, oh, we're going to have joy as Christians. We forget that to be joyful also means to be happy. Hallelujah. I want to be filled with happiness,
yes,
don't you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, you can't be happy every single second of the day or you'd probably explode. But you know what I mean? A general well-being, contentedness, going with God. Something is happening on the inside that says, this is good.
Yes.
Amen? Now, one of the words that Dr. James confirmed, and it's come from several different directions, of course, was the whole thing of Jacob and his nighttime vision. You know, the one where he sees the ladder of angels ascending and descending. What does it demonstrate? That heaven is open. Angels are coming down. What do angels bring? Power, answers to prayer, dominion over darkness. Amen. What do they take back? Your requests to God. What do they come back with? The answers to your requests. It's all a picture of what God is doing. Because there's an open heaven. Are you ready? Are you accessing that open heaven? I reckon a lot of you are. Hallelujah. Now, one of the major things he said to us was a mandate that he put upon us. And even if you're not part of Kingdom Faith, this is for you because it's what God is doing in our time. And if you want to find it, it's in 1 Chronicles chapter 9. We're not actually going to spend very long there, but I just want to highlight some of the things. And I keep speaking these words out because when we speak the word out, we're expecting them to grow and flourish. Amen. I am not happy with the state of sickness that's in the church and the world today. It's a denial of the Lordship of Christ. And I want to see Jesus lifted up and glorified. It's a crime that there are so many people in Scarborough that do not know Jesus. Hallelujah. We were on the streets last night as street angels. And we were talking to a guy who he came up to me and Brian and said, are you Christians? And we said, yes. And he took us off into a little corner because he wanted to. He was a guy. He was obviously had some sort of belief, and he was doubting and struggling. So he took us off into this little place, just off the street. We weren't miles away. And he's chatting to us, and some ladies go past, and they do what they often do. Oh, it's the street angels, and you know, when you get drunken arms flung around you and stuff. And then suddenly one of the ladies said, she said, "You're not preaching to him, are you?" The funny thing was, we weren't preaching to him. He was trying to preach to us. Hallelujah. And then he tried to preach to her. But it wasn't the kind of preaching that was going to make much difference, because it was the "you sinner, you harlot" type stuff. Not you, obviously, just acting. It's your fault for wearing bright colours. Now, hallelujah. Which, of course, she didn't think, "Oh, wow, you're right, I must become a Christian now." You know, it just rose up inside her, and she said, "Well, God is a bottom is the closest I'm going to go to this morning." You know, and it didn't draw anything out of her or him. We need to demonstrate love. We need to demonstrate joy. We need to be there for people. We need to serve people. We need to see miracles happening in people's lives. Because the reason they think God is like that is because they've looked at the church and think, what a mess. And the only people that can change that is the church. If the world is in darkness, well, that's what the world is supposed to be. We've got to be the light. It's time we as the church rose up and switched the light on. All right, we're the city on the hill, not the world. Yeah. If Scarborough's dark, there's only one group of people that can change it, and that's those that know Jesus. If Yorkshire is dark, there's only one group of people that can change it, those that know Jesus. Yeah. If England is dark, there's only one group of people that can change it, it's those that know Jesus. Yeah. If our politicians are taking money, and it's a bit like public pillaring of the politicians at the moment, isn't it? It's like throwing tomatoes and everything at them. But if they are corrupt, if there is that going on, there's only the church to blame. It's our job to raise the standard by showing people the one true way, by demonstrating them love, peace, joy, so that they can come to a point of repentance as led by the Holy Spirit, not as led by the pointy finger. Hallelujah. It's the Holy Spirit's job to point the finger, not our job. We're there to love, whatever they're into. Whatever they're into. God died, Jesus died for them. Yeah. Whatever they're into, whatever they're doing. It's not our job to take offense or to judge or to condemn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray a blessing on every single politician that's got caught with his hand in the till, because I reckon some of them probably haven't had their hand in the till. It's just a massive, messy system where a lot of good people are being dragged down in the mire through it. And we need to pray for our politicians and bless our politicians and honor our politicians. I firmly believe that the large percentage of them are there because they did want to serve the country. You know, I mean, to be a politician, you've probably got to be a fairly educated person. And you don't earn a lot compared to what you could earn with that kind of an education in the world. So I don't think there are many going it for money. But even if they are, our job is to honor leaders. Yeah. Amen. And remember that this is one of the keys God has given us for seeing that outbreak of miracles and power, is to honor leadership. Amen. In the church and not in the church. In local government, in national government, in the workplace. We've got to be the best workers there possibly are in any workplace. The way we do our work should cause those who are in authority over us to go, "Wow, you are such a valuable employee. You are such a blessing to this place. Why is that?" Then you can tell them. Amen? Amen? Hmm. 30%. Hallelujah. These are not just words this morning. As we speak these words, they are words of life. They are words of freedom. They are words of joy. They are words of peace. They are words of healing. Hallelujah. That's why we grab hold of them and eat them. Hallelujah. Anyway, this 1 Chronicles 9 passage, basically, to summarize it for those of you that weren't able to be with us then, and those of you that are visiting today, and aren't we blessed? The mandate, which wasn't like a total surprise because the prophet comes and confirms what God is saying, was to do with the open heaven over this place. And James used this passage to demonstrate that it was like being gatekeepers in the kingdom of heaven. The gatekeepers stand, funnily enough, at the gate. Amen. They stand there to guard what goes in, and they stand there to let guard what goes out. They stand there with authority to release what can go out. They stand there with authority to say, no, that's not coming in. When the demonic comes against it, we say, that's not coming in. Amen. When there's health and healing and prosperity to go out and glory to Jesus, they say, yeah, that can go out. We're taking that out. Amen. So they and their descendants, this is what it says here of the gatekeepers, were in charge of guarding the house of the Lord. They had been assigned to their positions of trust by David and Samuel the seer. That's David the king and Samuel the prophet. And God did the same thing with us. We've been assigned as gatekeepers by Jesus the king, and in this case, James the prophet. It's not really any different. Amen? It's a position of trust. Isn't that awesome? You've been given a position of trust by the Lord. He said, this is now upon you. I have given you the responsibility to see that heaven is released on earth in Yorkshire. Yeah. That's our mandate. Yeah. That's our mandate. That's a good one. Yes. But if you're not from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire, you're here this morning. Therefore, God must be saying to you, you are a gatekeeper where you are. You are responsible where you are. You are to see heaven released on earth where you are. Yes. Hallelujah. Do you want to see heaven released on earth? Do you want to see people saved, healed, touched, anointed, set free, rejoicing in the Lord? Do you want to see it?
Yes.
Do you want to see it?
Yes.
Oh, that is just about the most amazing thing that can happen. So we can't just say, yeah, that'd be nice. It's very English to do that. Yeah, that'd be nice. So everybody saved. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, thousands coming into the church. Yeah, I'd like that. Hallelujah. No, come on, Lord.
Yes.
Do you want to see a large church of people?
Yes.
Do you want to see large numbers coming into the kingdom?
Yes.
People sometimes say, I don't care about the numbers, I just want the quality. I want quantity and quality, because numbers are people.
Yes.
And people coming into the church means lives changed,
yes,
lives restored, and the glory going to Jesus.
Yes.
Of course God cares about numbers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I haven't actually started yet. Hang on a minute. We better get going. Now, what were these gatekeepers there for? They were entrusted with the responsibility for the rooms and treasuries in the house of God. All the treasure of the Lord that's in heaven, your kingdom come, your will be done, here on earth as it is in heaven. Why did Jesus teach that prayer? So that people would realize, here on earth, as it is in heaven. Here on earth, as it is in heaven. The treasuries of God are stuffed full. Hallelujah. I'm not just preaching a prosperity gospel here. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about everything. It's not just wealth that's up there. And it's not just wealth so you can have a Ferrari. It's wealth so that we, as the church together, can make a difference in this world. Hallelujah. Because it actually does take money.
Hallelujah.
But there's money in heaven. And we're tapped into that treasury. But there's joy in heaven. There's peace in heaven. There's health in heaven. Hallelujah. There's restoration in heaven. There's freedom in heaven. And the treasure is stuffed full of it. And we're in charge of it to take it, to grab hold of it and release it. Hallelujah. Anybody want a bit of releasing this morning? Anybody want a bit of healing this morning? Anybody want a bit of restoration this morning? Then you're in the right place. Hallelujah. If we take hold of the word and speak it over ourselves and believe it. Yeah? Okay. They had charge of the key for opening it. God has given us the key for opening the treasuries of heaven. How much trust is that? How much more do you want? You've got the key. Do you know what the key is? His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And in the name of Jesus, we have access to heaven. It's not who we are, it's who he is. It's not what we do, it's what he's done.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Oh, you should be jumping up and down out your seats by now. Hallelujah. Oh, I want that. Okay, so that was the introduction. That was the reminder of what's gone before. It's good, isn't it? You see, we've got to take hold of this. There's a verse in Scripture that says, until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing and forceful men lay hold of it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In Pastor Collins' new translation, I looked it up this morning, he wrote, until now, the kingdom of heaven has been advancing on earth by power and forceful people are laying hold of it. gives you a little bit more idea of what it means. Are you a forceful person? Are you a violent person? It says in some. Oh, I'm not violent, I'm a Christian. I'm nice. Well, you've got to be violent in the spirit. This is not going out there and decking anybody who's not of the Lord. It's not even Bible bashing them for real. Hallelujah. This is laying hold of what we've been spoken. Now, I'm going to pick two people. Not here, you're all right, you're safe. Two people in the Word, okay, who were violent. And the exciting thing about these two violent people is they are the last people to look violent at all. All right, so if you brought a Bible with you, and don't worry if you haven't, but if you have, you can turn to Mark chapter 10. Nip on over there. Hallelujah. And here is a violent man, of which we're going to follow up with a violent woman. Hallelujah. Because it doesn't matter whether you're male or female, it's time to be... Yes. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter whether you're 10 years old or 20 years old or 30, 40, 50 or 109 like Peter. It's time to be violent. Yes. Oh, I might have been a bit out there, sorry. He's focusing on the word, which was probably good at that point. Okay, and in chapter 10 at verse 46, they, that's Jesus and his disciples, came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples together with a large crowd were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. A blind beggar by the side of the road doesn't look very violent. It doesn't look like he's going to take on the forces of darkness and see amazing victory. But you can't tell with what you see with your eyes. Because it's what is inside in your spirit that counts. And you can be the weakest, the sickest, the most feeble person, and you can be violent. And you can be Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California, and be a totally little pathetic wimp. Not saying that you are if you're listening, Arnie. Which is probably not very likely, but if you are, I'm sure. No, we won't go there. Anyway, so this man, this blind beggar, when he heard it was Jesus, son of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus! What did he do? Begin to?
Shout!
What did he do? Begin to?
Shout!
Begin to?
Shout!
Okay, so one way to access the promises of God is to?
Shout!
Right, because something rises up on the inside. It's very easy to pray. And nothing happened. Sometimes you have to shout. It's not because God is deaf. He's got perfectly good hearing. Thank you very much. But it's what rises up inside us. And don't be so proud to say, well, I don't really need to do that because I'm mighty on the inside anyway. Right. Which is... I don't know where that quote is in the word, but... I love that expression. We don't need to shout. God isn't deaf. Show me where that's in the word. And I'll show you where it says shout, 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 exalt! Hallelujah. Wow, and we won't go into the Hebrew for shout, but it's good. You'll have to look it up. But it means a lot more than just shout. It means... And I'm only doing that for the benefit of the recording. We don't want to blast anybody's ears or computer speakers. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. I can tell you now, if you start to shout for the Lord, people will tell you to shut up. It is normal. It is not that you're getting it wrong. Hallelujah. Shout the name of Jesus. And it's not just people in the world, it's people in the church. And it's not just people in the church, it's the little demonic spirits that whisper in your ear, you don't need to shout. God's not deaf. No, God's not deaf, but sometimes our spirits are, and they need to awaken to a glory. But he didn't listen to the put-downers, because he'd heard that Jesus of Nazareth was about, and Jesus of Nazareth is about in this place, I'm telling you. All right. You need healing this morning, it's time to get healed.
Amen.
Amen. You need restoration this morning, let's get you restored in the Lord. Even as I'm preaching, some of you, there's things coming off you. Yes. Hallelujah. You can carry stuff around with you that God never intended for you to carry around. Oh, it's developing my character. Well, stuff that, get healed, and let God teach you another way. You don't have to walk around with sickness. Hallelujah. What kind of a father wants his children to learn through being sick? Oh, my lovely son, here, take this. What is it, Daddy? It's measles, son. It will teach you what the meaning of true suffering and help you to be a man. Oh, thank you, Daddy. I don't think so. Hallelujah. No. What the father will do is say, no, you can't have any more sweets because that will make you sick. Hallelujah. He will use his wisdom to prevent you from getting sick. And when you are sick, all he wants to do is restore you. Hallelujah. I'm enjoying this. Blind Bartimaeus, a violent man of God. I love it when a little beggar who's blind by the side of the road is lifted up as an example of a forceful man laying hold of the kingdom. Jesus stopped. How awesome is that? Come on. This little blind beggar, there's crowds of people around, they all want their stuff. This one little blind beggar who's calling out and people are saying, shut up, you're embarrassing us. He's too busy for little plebs like you. But Jesus stops. And do you know what happens when you cry out to the Lord? Jesus stops and gives you his full attention. Hallelujah. For some of you, that's just a revelation this morning, you know. You cry out to God and Jesus stops and says, yes? Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Jesus stopped and said to him, and said, call him. So they called the blind man. Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. What a swap round, eh? shut up. Oh, yes, of course, Jesus. Yes, we were just here hoping you would heal him, actually. Would you like to stand this side or this side, Jesus? Are you going to lay on hands or are you going to do another spit in the eyes with mud? Hallelujah. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. You know, sometimes when you do a call forward in church, I love the call forwards, you know, call forward for prayer. Look, here I am listening to the preacher here at the back sitting, having a good old listen. Are you all right? Yeah. It's all right today, isn't he? But I don't know why he jumps around so much, though. He doesn't really need to, does he? What's the point? Yeah, right. Anyway, I suppose we better get back to listening. But then there's suddenly a call forward. It looks very funny sitting there seeing you all turn up. Anyway, suddenly there's a call forward, you know, come and get healed. And what do people do? Mm-hmm. A quick look round, check to see if anybody else is. There's a couple of people going, so it might be worth it. Are you responding to what others are doing? Or are you responding to what the word is? And then when you go forward, you do the sort of holy shuffle. Head down slightly. Too far up and you won't get healed, of course. I'm joking. This little shuffle, and then of course you get here, and then they're ever such nut, you're just about ready to receive, and then some irritating steward will make you step backwards, and that's it. You've lost it. You've blown it. You're straight out the anointing. Won't worth going forward. What are you receiving by? Right. What's going on externally or by faith? Yeah. It doesn't matter if the steward spins you around six times and says, hi, how you doing? Do you want a cup of coffee? If you come forward by faith, and I guess by coming forward there is a measure of faith there, you're going to get what you've come forward for. But sometimes I think that when there's a call and people say, you know, somebody at the front says, God wants to heal people, we should be like this. I'm here. Yeah. It might be a bit more messy. But you know, when Jesus was around, that's what people did. They were crushing in. They were getting in and around him. Hallelujah. It's difficult to get near to him because people knew they were going to get something. And sometimes the holy shuffle is because people aren't really sure. I don't know. I tell you, all you have to do is come forward with a little tiny ounce of confidence. A mustard seed, it was called. That's enough. That's all. Jesus does the rest. It's not us. It's him. Hallelujah. That's why call forwards are, you know, quite important sometimes in what we do. Because people coming forward have to activate their faith. Yes. Everybody can get healed in their seat in the worship. Yes. Not that they'd be sitting down, of course. But you know what I mean? They can all get healed there. But sometimes it helps us to have an access point. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Sometimes it helps us that somebody is saying, there's an open heaven and it's here for you now. But that's what we do, not just in here. That's what we're going to be doing on the streets. It was great last night, wasn't it, to pray for that guy. You know, since we had that prophetic word at the Strong Tower conference about, a bit of a peculiar one, but the record playing now, Brian's record, the one he'd always wanted to hear, every week there's been a significant spiritual encounter happening as well as everything else. It's been a real change. I thought it would take quite a few months, possibly even a couple of years, before there was that kind of an open heaven on the street that you were getting that happening. But God is accelerating. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, okay, let's go to the... Oh, we better just finish the story, haven't we? He threw his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. I don't think he did the holy shuffle. He didn't have a look around to see if anybody else was going. He just went. And notice, it wasn't Jesus that called him, it was others. It was the others that were telling him to shut up. But he knew where he was getting his healing from. And even if the voice that says, even if the physical voice that you hear saying, come to Jesus, is not Jesus, you still come to him in faith. You will still receive. Even if the person saying, come and get your healing, is someone who 5 seconds ago was saying, shut up, will you? Amazing, isn't it? He still responded in faith to the unbelievers, and he got his healing, as we see here. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. It's always good. When you come forward, what do you want Jesus to do? What will be different when you've received your answer? Yes. Oh, I just want a blessing. Well, that's okay. But also, you can have things specifically. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. I don't know if he said, duh, but it isn't here in the word. It was fairly obvious what he wanted. But he's activated him. Go, said Jesus. Oh, we shouldn't have said this bit. This upsets people. This gets them really cross. Because it makes people feel bad. Or so they say. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Yes. Jesus, didn't you know you're supposed to say, Jesus has healed you? Jesus, didn't you know you're supposed to give the glory to God, not just say your faith has healed you? Didn't you know that all the people standing around who might not feel their faith was at a good enough level are going to go away feeling condemned and sad? Tell you what, I'm going to do it the way Jesus said. Because there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation for those in the world because they aren't expected to have faith anyway. Hallelujah. And if I haven't got faith for healing, the best thing to do is say, God, I'm sorry, I don't have faith for healing. Help! Rather than pretend we don't admit that kind of thing. Because it might upset somebody. What if it upsets somebody who's not got faith? Good. Because they'll be stirred. What that needs to happen is they're stirred to a position of faith. Because faith is how we access everything of God. And if they haven't got faith, they're missing out on everything. And remember, faith is just this mustard seed. It's not a mustard seed of faith. It's a mustard seed. It's teeny little bitty. Because God is big. Hallelujah. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Okay, should we go to another violent hero? Yeah. We're going to Luke 5. Hallelujah. Here we are. Another violent hero. If I can find it. Oh, I've written down the wrong reference. That's not very helpful, is it? I'll do it without looking at the reference. And you can find it, because you'll know your Bible so well. Any idea who I might have picked as a violent hero, as somebody that's anything but a violent person? The woman who was bleeding, spot on. She was a humble little lady who was very ill. She'd been bleeding for 12 years. It says that the doctors, she'd been to various doctors, nothing had worked. And you know, there's people, maybe even people sitting here this morning, you've been seeking healing for 12 years or 16 years and nothing has worked. Mark 5. Oh yeah, wrong letters. Let's go to Mark 5. Aha. So Jesus is on the way to heal the daughter. This is 5 verse 24. and a large crowd followed and pressed around Jesus. They weren't doing the holy shuffle. They were trying to get in there. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She'd suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors. I wonder if that speaks to anybody here. Spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. That's not a good place to start when you need faith, is it? When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd. I guess she pushed through. I guess she was desperate to get through and just touch him. She wasn't hanging back waiting for the call. She was just going to go and get it. Yeah? I see times here in this church when we're worshipping or when someone's speaking the word and people just come forward because they want healing there and then. Because they're accessing the word of God. I know, I just think it'll happen. You might think, well, that's not very convenient. That's how God wants to do it. He'll do it. It wasn't very convenient for Jesus to be stopped at this point. He was supposed to be going to a little girl who was dying. And he gets stopped on the way. Again, she does something, Jesus stops. Anyway, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. That's where her faith was. That's what she thought. And she was right. That's where she put her faith. All you have to do is touch the Lord in the Spirit. But it's just what you put your faith in. All I need to do is sit here and receive. Good, if you believe that, receive now. If I just go forward this morning and I'm anointed with oil and hands laid upon, I will receive. Good, come forward and receive. We try to put God in a box. He's got to do it this way and this way and this way. No, God can do it any way in which you can access him. That's right. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He didn't even do anything. He wasn't praying. He didn't write, okay, woman with bleeding. Father, what are we going to do about this one? Thank you. Play a little bit of tinkling over there, please. James usually carry it around an accordion or something. I'm sensing in the Lord. She rode upon a Honda. Can I borrow your sander? Oh, here we go. None of that happened. I mean, I often blow on people because it's the way Jesus also said, receive the Holy Spirit. So I'm not really mocking it. What I'm trying to say is, don't put God in a box.
That's right.
And actually, sometimes all she did was touch Jesus. Some people got healed by Peter's shadow falling on them as he walked past. How odd.
Amen.
People would receive the Holy Spirit by being blown upon. Sometimes it's laying on of hands.
Amen, amen.
Receive now.
Glory.
Sometimes you just have to touch. I'm not Jesus, but sometimes it would just be enough to touch somebody who believes in healing. It's how you access it. This woman was violent. She wasn't allowing the crowd to keep her out. She wasn't allowing her sickness to keep her back. She wasn't allowing her infirmity to keep her away from the Lord. And she pressed through and she touched him. She was violent. But I'm Bartimaeus. I don't know why we call him that, poor chap, after all he was healed. He stayed forever as blind Bartimaeus. No, he wasn't. He was visual, seeing Bartimaeus. And the lady who was bleeding, both of them pushed right through violently to touch Jesus. Amen. Wow, look at the time. I've got a quarter of the way I was going to go this morning. Maybe we've done enough. Maybe we've just done enough work. Maybe there's a little bit here. You see, faith can be shouting out. And faith can be quietly pressing in. But what it must be is faith.
Yes.
Yeah? That's why often it's got to be, but there's also like the little woman who pushed through. She was very, very quiet and very, very sneaky. But she got exactly what she wanted because her eyes were on the Lord. Amen? I don't know how you're going to press through to God this morning. Are you going to go loud or quiet? But what I do know is you've got to be violent. You've got to grab hold of the invisible reality of heaven and don't let go. Even if it took 12 years, don't let go. Sometimes in the church, we just need to learn persistence.
Yeah?
Sometimes God is just saying, grow up, church. It's like the child that wants sweets every two minutes. If you give a child a sweet every 2 minutes, they're going to be sick. Sometimes they just need to learn to wait a little bit.
Amen?
Amen. We're going to access the power of God.
Yes, amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got so much here I want to share with you, but I'm not going to share. I've got stuff on fear. I've got stuff on emotions. I've got stuff on anxiety. I've got so much stuff there that I wanted to do. Hallelujah. And all God wants to do is heal people. I've got one final little example to help you plug into the Lord this morning, because then we are going to have a call forward. Hallelujah. Then we are going to have a call forward. Hallelujah. And I don't know whether the Lord's going to give words of knowledge or whatever this morning, but actually it doesn't matter. If we said we're going to have a call forward and you've got something you need from the Lord this morning, then get down here. Even if all you can face doing is a holy shuffle, just get down here. Hallelujah. And we'll lay hands on you and we'll anoint you with oil this morning as a symbol of what the Holy Spirit coming upon you, as a symbolic of the anointing smearing all over you. Because one other thing that the gatekeepers were responsible for was the mixing of the spices. But that's a whole other sermon. And I did promise you one last example. Hallelujah. It's like a car. Imagine you've got a brand new, top of the range Mercedes. Hallelujah. And you've got it, and you've got it at home, and you go out onto your driveway, and it's pointing the right direction. It's all ready to go out the driveway and go for a glorious, air-conditioned, comfort drive. And you're thinking, I am so blessed. And so you start the car up, and you push your foot on the accelerator, and the car goes, and you think, oh, there's power in this car. Hallelujah, I've got access to the power, Mercedes power. Ooh, 4.6 litres of it, or whatever car size engine it is. Hallelujah, I've got power. Vroom. Hallelujah, you do it again. Vroom. And the neighbours look out their windows and think, what's he doing? Vroom. I've got power. And you don't go anywhere. Because you haven't put it in first gear. You haven't depressed the clutch and selected go. You haven't moved, if it's an automatic, you haven't moved it from P to D. You just go, and an awful lot of Christians are just standing around going, because they know there's power in heaven, but they don't actually bother to embrace their faith and take hold of it and go motoring. We've got more than a Mercedes, we've got all the power of heaven. And this morning, there's not going to be a in this thing. There's going to be a meow. Hallelujah. It's time to get on board and go.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So are you ready?
Yes.
Shall we have the worship team up or not? What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. We'll have the worship team up then. Hallelujah. We don't need music to make God happen, but sometimes it's good. Hallelujah. A bit like Saul got David to play to calm the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I don't ask that question very often. Leadership by democracy. We could carry on, couldn't we? Shall we sing a song or not? Hallelujah. Why am I being quite flippant? Because I'm trying to stop you going into holy mode. Because sometimes the move forward is also a bit like this. Here we are. There's a call forward for healing. Oh, yes. We don't actually do this, but it's almost like we're doing it in this. She rode upon a Honda and I borrow your sandal. We're trying to make God move. We don't have to make God move, he just does. And all you need is a mustard seed of faith. And that can be just coming forward. Hallelujah. I haven't had time to speak on it. That God wants to break some fear off people's lives. Some of you are anxious. Oh, and you've got to access God on this. There's got to be a choice. Because if you believe, it will change the way you act. But if you keep going on your feelings, it effectively changes your understanding of the truth. And you think, oh, I've tried that before. Well, we're going to make a step forward this morning. We're going to have a breakthrough here this morning. And then we're going to get you into the Word. If you're part of this church, if you're not part of this church, we'll direct you into something if you want to ask. Amen. But fear, it's like rotting meat attracting flies. Fear attracts the demonic. They come swarming round, and your vision of God gets blacker and blacker and blacker. It's like a fence. It's people, there's a couple of people in the room that I thought it was going to be healing. There's a couple of people in the room, and you're really dealing with a fence. And the Lord just wants to say to you this morning, it's as if you are a rotten piece of meat, because you holding on to that offense is causing the flies to swarm around you. And you need to throw the rotten flesh out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get rid of the offense. As it's mixed up with hatred, that's going to attract the flies. Yeah. Hallelujah. Get rid of it this morning. You don't need to even come forward for that. Just get rid of it on the way up and get your healing. For somebody, that's really preventing healing in their life. It's giving you painful joints. Hallelujah. It's giving you bouts of stomach trouble. It's just not good. Not good. You need to get rid of that this morning. Hallelujah. Let's all stand, shall we? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. What are we doing at the moment? Are we going all religious? No, we're just waiting to see what the Holy Spirit wants to do. We don't just rush ahead. We say, right, what do you want to do, Holy Spirit? We know one thing. There's going to be a come forward. Hallelujah. I think actually that there is a lady here this morning. I don't think it's the same as the lady in that story, but there is a lady that has a very severe problem with bleeding each month. And you end up in a lot of pain, and it's been going on for years. And the Lord wants to heal you this morning. Hallelujah. You come forward. You touch Jesus this morning. And get your healing. Hallelujah. There's others here this morning, you've been struggling with lack of finance. It's been a struggle. You've even struggled to get enough food sometimes in the house to feed your children. It's caused you quite a bit of heartache. This morning the Lord is going to break that poverty spirit that's over you. Hallelujah. It's a poverty spirit that's over you. And it's going to be broken off. Hallelujah. You come forward, you get that dealt with. Hallelujah. There's others of you this morning and you've realized you've been in a bit of a religious box and you need to be free. You need to break out. You want freedom this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's others of you here this morning, your guests here this morning, and you just know you need fresh anointing. I mean, that's hallelujah. Thank you. You need fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You need fresh anointing. You can come forward and get that. You can come forward and get it this morning, and the Lord is going to anoint you afresh. Fresh oil just washing all over you. You see, some of you are beginning to respond by faith now. Hallelujah. Some of you are responding by faith here. Hallelujah. You see, you've got your answer now. Receive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. You just stand there and you just keep receiving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. The Lord wants to move. There's a particular anointing on my life to set people free from pain. There's somebody in pain because of cancer. The Lord's going to deal with that this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In fact, that person, the pain is even being released in your body right now. Hallelujah. It's just dissolving in your body right now. You should still come forward because we're going to anoint you with oil, but you are being healed right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Steve, you just do something to worship for in God's presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.